Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The NCAA Rules Committee made it tougher for males who identify as women to compete in women's sport. Biological males competing in women's sports must now record a low level of testosterone for 3 years. It's good to see the NCAA acknowledge the difference testosterone makes, but they still fail to see the overall biological and physiological advantages that men have over women. The size of organs, muscle mass, higher bone density, and other physical advantages that men have over women cannot be erased. And transgender athletes who competed before this new rule was put in place, such as the biological male swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania, are allowed to remain in their sport. The NCAA continues to ignore the obvious, and because of this, women collegiate competitors will lose out in the end.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.